Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. And let's see, joining us now from Kentucky, we've got Barry Craig. Barry is with the Kentucky AFL-CIO and the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Always a pleasure, Barry. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. You know, we were talking to some of our friends in Louisville earlier today on the program. They've got a pretty good rally going on this Right to Work for Less initiative. And it seems like the entire family in Kentucky is doing a really good job of getting the word out there.
Well, again, we've talked about this many times, Charles. This organization, or these organizations, having failed to get the legislature to pass a state right to work law, turned to this rather dubious scheme to get counties to pass right to work law. They bragged they were going to get county after county after county to do this, and as it stands today, only 12 of our counties have approved a right to work ordinance. We have 120 counties, and again, we've talked about this before. Nine unions filed suit against these county ordinances, the Hardin County ordinance specifically, in federal court, pointing out that under federal labor law, this is unconstitutional, that the federal law clearly says only states and territories can pass a right-to-work law. The Republican candidate for governor, Matt Bevin, is of course, riding this horse, as are the Republicans. All the Republicans running this year. We have a big election this year, and of course, speaking of rallies,
mm-hmm.
Saturday will be the annual Fancy Farm political picnic. The weather is definitely expected to be hot, the barbecue spicy, and the politics spicy and hot as well. Now, interestingly, Charles, we've got a bluegrass poll is about to come out here one day this week. Let's see how that looks. But in the meantime, Jack Conway, the labor-endorsed Democrat, who is the candidate, our candidate for governor, he's the AFL-CIO, state AFL-CIO-endorsed candidate. He squared off with Matt Bevin at the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce annual meeting. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, the Chamber of Commerce is not exactly union-filling nonetheless. Well, I guess...
But they collect their dues, don't they?
Sorry?
But the Chamber of Commerce collects their dues, right?
They do indeed.
Okay.
They do indeed. But I suppose, Charles, that Mr. Bevin has never heard the old admonition against arguing with folks who buy their ink in barrels. And you might say the same thing for folks who have a microphone in one hand and a TV camera rolling behind them. Well, after this forum, a rather tense forum, Bevin, during a media interview, accused a reporter for WAVE-TV in Louisville of working for Jack Conway. I mean, get that. This guy claims this reporter is on the Conway payroll. Now, he actually said, and I'm quoting, "I'm taking questions from people who are not working for the Conway administration, other questions." I mean, this was bizarre, absolutely bizarre. One thing about Bevin that's really starting to come out, Charles, is his temper.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very, very hot temper. And that's usually not a good thing to have in politics. We've talked about this before. But likability is a huge factor in a political campaign. I mean, this guy is prickly when reporters call his hand on things that he said and denies he said. He gets all upset, gets angry about that. We've talked about this before. Bevin, back when he was running for the Senate against Mitch McConnell last year in the Republican primary, attended a cockfighting rally in which he came out for legalized cockfighting. He then denied he said it. And then the media trots out this video in which he does this. This is happening over and over and over again. So who knows what he is liable to say at the Fancy Farm picnic this Saturday. Again, it's the kind of place where heckling is considered part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you really, you know, the worst thing you can do if you're a candidate and you're heckled is engage the heckler. You either ignore the heckler or you make a joke about it and go on. There is no telling. Babin may blow the top of his head out over this thing. It's incredible.
Barry, I'm wondering what it would cost me to buy 300 chickens. I don't know. Okay.
It's actually amazing. Now, the first poll that came out a few weeks ago had Babin in a lead, a slight mm-hmm. lead over Conway, 2 or 3 points. But there was a huge number of undecided voters, and I can't help but believe that as Babin continues to deny things that he said and the media keeps calling his hand on it, he won't release his tax returns, he's not specific about what he would do, except for unions, and we know what he'll do there. He's for a right-to-work law, he wants to get rid of our prevailing wage law. But I think as this guy is exposed more and more to public scrutiny, I think he's going to go down in the polls. He won a bruising primary, as you know. There is an organization called Republicans for Conway already. That should tell you something. And again, Charles, this guy is an extremist. He is far to the right, even of Mitch McConnell. This man voted for a white supremacist for president in 2004. He got money from another white supremacist when he ran for the Senate in 2012. When he ran for the Senate in 2012, he went and buddy-budded at a meeting of the John Birch Society. That's the kind of guy he is. Now, Kentucky is a conservative state, but I don't believe Kentucky is a crazy state, a reactionary state. But this guy is absolutely beyond the pale. Old-line Republicans like John Sherman Cooper are spinning in their grave over this guy. I mean, what has happened to this party? But it's national, Charles. Look at this, the Huckabee, and look at Donald Trump. This has become a crazy party.
Right. And you know, I get it. Barry, I got to ask you. I know how Huckabee's comments played out here in Pittsburgh. And I can imagine where it's played out in a couple of other communities. But, I mean, are people holding that in the same content down in Kentucky as they're holding it here in Pennsylvania?
I really think so, Charles. I do. This was so over the top, so outrageous, so disgusting. And by the way, I have also stood by that oven that he referred to. My wife and I visited Auschwitz last summer. And the comments this man made, even the Israeli ambassador said it was over the line. I mean, the guy is completely crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I would say that most definitely would be held against him in Kentucky as well, yes.
Okay, and I figured as much because, you know, good, reasonable, rational people all across the country. We may have some differences and so on and so forth. But I think good, reasonable, rational people understand that that's not appropriate.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, Charles, that I'm 65 years old, and I have seen the Republican Party gone change from reasonable, rational Republicans like Ed Brooke from Massachusetts, like Howard Baker from Tennessee, John Sherman Cooper from Kentucky, to become this party of raving lunatics. I mean, they're trying to outdo each other to see who can go to the farthest right wing. It's basically become a theocratic party. I mean, that's the Republican vision of America is this right wing, a Christian theocracy, and the United States is not a Christian nation. Most Americans are Christians, but we are not a Christian nation. This is a nation with separation of church and state.
Right.
But they are attempting to, and people like Huckabee especially, they're scary, and Trump. What they're advocating is nothing short of a religious theocracy, something out of medieval Europe, and that's the last thing this country needs.
Exactly. Barry, we are coming to the end of it today. I want to thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate your efforts, and can't wait to talk to you again soon, okay?
Hopefully, I've got some interesting news for you, hopefully after Fancy Farm.
There we go. I'm excited to hear it. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.